Don't let today's tax deadline be an October surprise. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. If you or your accountant couldn't get it together in mid-April and filed for an extension on the 2021 tax return, today is your day to get it in. Did he say the deadline is today? Yes, he did. It's also a deadline for millions who didn't file for pandemic-related benefits for which they're eligible. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The IRS says there are more than 9 million individuals and families who are likely leaving money on the table. Many have not yet received all of the expanded government financial aid they were eligible for through the $2 trillion COVID relief package enacted last year. For example, some people didn't get all they qualify for in the third round of economic impact payments. Those totaled as much as $1,400 per person. Those Americans can recoup missing aid by filing tax returns. There's also the advanced child tax credit payments. That expanded credit even applied to those who don't normally file tax returns. But they will need to do so now to recoup any missing portions of that aid as well. The IRS is sending out letters to those millions of Americans who may have more government aid coming to them. The letters outline eligibility and what steps to take. The IRS is also extending access to its free file program until November 17, so those who qualify can e-file for free. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
With market players around the world watching, Britain's newest finance minister today reversed more of his government's tax plan that had required levels of borrowing that upended the bond market. He's also going to give less help to consumers to pay for expensive natural gas. The BBC's Darshini David has more from London.
It is not even a month since the government unveiled the biggest tax changes in 50 years. Now, more than half of those measures have been scrapped. Gone indefinitely is the lowering of the basic rate of income tax. The changes around the rules of how self-employed workers and dividends are taxed have been ditched. They join the adjustments to corporation tax and the highest band of income tax on the list of U-turns. In total, the reversals will save the public purse over £30 billion. Up for reassessment, too, is the help for energy bills past April. While the latest moves help the government get the public finances back on track, more will be needed.
Here, after the S&P 500 fell 2.4% on Friday, futures are up 1.2% this morning. To start the week, we consult economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're just back from the International Monetary Fund's annual meeting. We were covering that late last week into the weekend. Not a barrel of laughs.
Not at all. It was a very somber meeting. Lots of turbulence really around the world. Lots of pressure on all economies from a strong dollar. You know, pressure in Japan, pressure in China, slow growth in China. Confirmed by the ruling party this weekend, the UK, of course, just a lot of turbulence around the world.
Yeah, the UK with its bond market mess. Now, in China, if people were hoping that there'd be some easing of its zero COVID policy in the interests of helping the world economy, that's not what we're seeing out of this party Congress.
That's right. It was declared a success, and so it will be ongoing, and that means that the Chinese economy will continue to struggle, and that adds to just the frictions in the global manufacturing supply chain.
Julia Coronado, economist at Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And there's news today. The artist, formerly known as Kanye West, is buying Parler, the social media network that caters to conservatives. Kanye's latest name is Ye. In a statement, Ye referred to a world where conservative opinions are, quote, considered to be controversial, and we have to make sure we have the right to freely express ourselves. Terms of the deal not disclosed. We remain on inflation watch with the consumer price index up another 0.4% just from August to September. Today, let's look at the sharply rising cost for a night in a hotel. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
The hotel industry is still being affected by a lot of familiar pandemic problems, says Heather Roseman, CEO of the Hotel Association of Los Angeles.
Like everybody else, we're subject to the laws of supply, demand, cost of goods.
For instance, Roseman says a lot of hotels are still having a hard time securing supplies, like towels.
Having those fresh linens and towels ready for guests has become just an interesting result of some of the supply chain issues.
And then there's labor. Like a lot of industries, hotels are having trouble finding staff. That can force a hotel to take rooms out of service.
That would decrease the supply of available rooms to rent. And again, that supply-demand offset is going to change rates.
Demand is playing a big role in hotel pricing, too, says Dan Wasilek, an analyst at Morningstar.
People are employed, like to travel. There is some aspect that the remote work flexibility, that allows for some incremental travel as well.
All of that puts upward pressure on hotel prices. As of the end of last month, Wasilek says average daily hotel rates have more than doubled since 2019. Hotel occupancy still hasn't quite caught up yet, but
occupancy could maybe be a little bit higher if there was labor to kind of satisfy that demand.
Demand could start to ease off. John Decker runs an agency called Surf City Travel. He says in the last couple months, some of his clients have started to think twice about staying at fancier places, like hotels right on the beach.
So they've asked and said, well, could I stay a block or two further back then at a different property, just at a lower price, but still in the same town?
Part of what's holding people back, Decker says, is that other travel costs have been rising too, especially airfares.
As a travel agent, I still avoid selling the basic economy fares, but I've had people asking for those lately, and I've never had that before.
Decker says a lot of his clients are simply waiting to book their trips until they have a better sense of where the economy is headed. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
My current favorite are these destination charges that show up on the hotel bill out of nowhere these days. I booked a pair of business trips noting what I'd have to pay for room and taxes. Then at two hotels, L.A. and Phoenix, surprise, the extra item destination fee. In this case, $25 extra a night, which itself was also subject to the lodging taxes. When you buy a car, there is a destination fee, but I thought that was moving the car from factory to dealer. Seems unlikely they moved the hotel to you. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.